This is the Salem Station Podcast. I'm your co-host, Robert.
It's me, your boy.
And that's our boy, Alex. And this is episode, I believe if I'm not wrong, episode 81. Welcome. This is episode 81. If this is your first time listening, hello. And as you know, the title of the episode implies, we are covering Heretic, which came out like a month or so ago. Alex, but before we get into the movie, I have one piece of news I would like to bring up, if that's all right. I saw a trailer for something recently, which, you know, I thought was kind of cool. I like the idea. I don't know where the premise is going to go, but I had told Enrique, I think this might have been even on the Smile 2 episode. Because Smile 2, if for those who haven't seen Smile 2, Smile 2 deals with the high-profile person, I guess it's a pop star, and you know, we see the horror, usually we see horror through the perspective of, you know, like your everyday Joe, right, your everyday people, and I remember telling Enrique, oh, dude, I would love to see, like, what if there was, like, a horror movie about, like, a high-profile person, like an actress or a pop star or a politician or whatnot. I feel like this year my prayers may have been answered because we got that in Smile 2, and there's also a trailer for a movie called Rumours. Rumours spelled the British way. I believe it's R-U-M-O-U-R-S. And Alex, you're not going to believe it. It is, you know, the G7 summit? You know G7? Yeah, for those who this is so ridiculous. This is actually applies to our international listeners for once. G7 summit, of course, it's a summit of seven countries: the US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan, and I may be forgetting one other one. There's a horror movie on the G7 summit.
What?
There's a horror movie on the and it's so whenever there's a G7 summit, it's usually the presidents and prime ministers of these seven countries come in. Which, by the way, there have been a lot of that recent. There has been a lot of G7 summits and meetings because of, you know, world events and all that. Someone must have seen this and gone, you know what? Let's put these guys in a horror movie situation. So, dude, imagine a horror situation with, like, President Biden and, like, French President Emmanuel Macron. That's basically what this movie is going to be. So it's the leaders of these seven countries, and I don't know what the specific horror... I don't know what it is. The trailer looks intriguing, and I hope it's a comedy. I hope it's, like, a comedy horror. Because I want the seven leaders to be just stereotypes of their countries. That would be so funny. I don't know what it's gonna be like, but I'm excited to watch Rumours. I will be looking forward to it. I hope it's good. If it's bad, oh my god. But I do want more horror with, like, politicians like this. I told Enrique, like, oh dude, what if the president was, like, in a horror movie? And we're getting it. We actually are getting it. That's funny. That's the only piece of horror news I have. Oh, what did you think about the Wolfman trailer that we saw?
That was interesting. I did not. Yeah, so we saw a trailer for run that back. Okay. Yeah. Fuck. All right, give me a second.
Breathe.
Yeah, while we were watching the movie beforehand, we saw a trailer.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna kill myself. Before the movie, a trailer for what I now know is the Wolfman. I didn't know what the fuck it was up until said Wolfman at the end. Probably I thought it was like some sort of. I don't know. I thought it was like some Wendigo type thing, Skinwalker type thing at first, because, you know, they were in the woods.
Yeah.
they were in the woods. Like, stuck in the tree or whatever, and then... they were stuck in the tree. Don't you remember? It was a van.
I thought you said stuck in the tree.
No. I don't know what the fuck they were doing in that tree. But I don't know how the fuck the van got there. But oh, it's definitely true. Interesting.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, how did it been? It got tossed
I'm
up down there.
To, yeah, it was like pristine too. It was like completely fine. I'm going to watch it. I mean, I'm down to watch it. It looks interesting. It looks cool, definitely.
Yeah.
It's kind of leaning into that, like, oh, if you're bit by a werewolf, you're turned.
Yeah, I like its more grounded approach to the Universal monsters after the success of The Invisible Man, which I think it's directed by the same guy who did Invisible Man.
Yeah, they're very proud of that.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Hopefully they continue more beyond just the
wolf.
Was
it that thing. Good? I didn't see it. I didn't see Invisible Man. Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it's really good. But a lot of people, it's well regarded. Like, it's really, really well regarded. And I would recommend
it. Which Invisible Man is it? Is it the one with like the weird techno suit or whatever?
Yes, that one. Yeah, that one.
Okay. No. Okay. Yeah. Then. Yeah. Yeah. That was all right. That wasn't too bad.
But yeah, I'm excited for the Wolfman. I thought I'd bring it up because I remember your reaction was pretty visceral in the theater.
Whoa! Wait a second. I'm sorry to derail this. Biden just pardoned his son.
Dude, what if that's a part of the Rumors movie?
What the fuck? Wait, President Biden just pardoned Hunter. Damn, I didn't think you'd do it. Holy shit.
There you go. You get a weekly current events here. By the time this episode comes out, it's going to be old news.
It doesn't matter. But yeah.
Heretic. We're here to discuss Heretic. The people clicked on this episode because they saw Heretic in the title and they said, I want to know what these guys have to say about Heretic. Alex, going into it, I'll be honest, I thought I went in with the highest of expectations. I kind of came away being, you know, I mean, it's all right. What about you?
I don't know. I mean, kind of like what I described yesterday. Came away from it not fully, you know, it wasn't what I expected, which is in some ways good and others bad. Overall, I think it was kind of overhyped. I don't think it's like this amazing, you know, masterpiece that a lot of reviews are saying.
What people felt with Long Legs is what I felt with this. This one I did feel was maybe a little overhyped, but maybe it's my tastes. I don't know.
Your eccentric tastes.
Yeah. Which, now that you say that, there's this funny thing from the movie, which, God, now that you mentioned it, I cannot unsee it. So the movie, it revolves around these two Mormon chicks, these two Mormon girls, and they're, you know, doing what Mormons do. They go knocking from house to house and whatnot.
They do what the Mormons do.
And one of the girls, you said, she speaks identically to the way I speak. And that,
okay, so let me be specific. her cadence matched yours perfectly at times.
And when you said it, the more I heard her speak, I could not unhear it. I was like, oh my God, this is exactly how I talk. Yeah, the moment you said that she speaks like me, I could not unhear it. It was honestly kind of uncanny. How did you pick up on it? I think it was stop starts and then her interrupting herself to make a point or something.
I don't know. It was just, you know, the opening scene is the scene with the Mormon girl sitting on the bench. I think they're talking about like condoms or something, like Magnum condoms.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's like the way, just the her cadence, the way she like explained things, like talked about things, and her like pacing perfectly matched yours at points. It wasn't completely accurate, but like at certain points, I was like, dude, this is literally just Robert talking to me right now.
You're like, I've spoken to someone like this. Wait a minute, he's right next to me.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was just immediate, like, I picked up on it immediately. I was like, that's Robert. Like, that's just fucking Robert.
Yeah, I found that. And then, like, as the movie went on, like, there were other moments where I was like, oh my God, this is, like, something I would do.
Yeah.
Like they would be in, like, stressful situations. And then she would like say the most randomest thing, and I was like, oh God, this is embarrassing. This I'm watching myself over here.
Yeah.
So the Heretic, for those who don't know what Heretic is about, it's about these two Mormon girls who go knocking, you know, to people's houses to spread the good word. And until they come into to a certain house with a creepy dude with really creepy intentions. And that's the basic premise. So Enrique and I, we covered something, another horror property, not long ago, actually, a couple episodes ago, that dealt with horror mixed in with like heavy religious themes. It was Midnight Mass. We did an episode on Midnight Mass. Now, with Midnight Mass, that the religion in question, the religion that's being examined, I guess, if you will, is Catholicism, right? It's the Catholic religion. In this, it's the Mormon religion. And in that episode, I asked Enrique, because, you know, we grew up under the Catholic faith, and I had asked him, do you think someone who is not of the Catholic faith can watch the movie and take away even like the nuances, the little things here and there that most people of the faith, whether you believe in it or not, still maybe there's things that you would pick up more than, or maybe I guess I was asking, like, is it as readily accessible to those who aren't of the faith, you know? And I'm going to ask that same question here. And I know, obviously, you didn't grow up a Mormon, neither did I. But as people who are not of the Mormon faith, do you think that you were able to, I know maybe it sounds stupid, but, like, was the ideas and all that of their faith, was it conveyed in a manner where you believe, like, those of not of the faith could understand the movie? Such a roundabout way of asking that question. I'm sorry.
I mean, you get like, not really. I mean, they never really go into it. I mean, a little bit, but it's very surface level. I mean, enough to kind of understand, but the movie isn't about Mormon faith specifically. True, I think yeah. They just chose it because, you know, the Mormon faith is the one that knocks on doors.
It's like a little bit that's, to like wet your
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been literally any religion. And I think they kind of go through, you know, some of the bigger religions. I think they mentioned Judaism and Catholicism and Islam very, very passingly. But I mean, it's enough to, I think it was just kind of like something in the movie to kind of push things along. Like, oh, why would they be there in the first place? You know?
True.
So, I think that's the only reason it's Mormon. I don't think there's any other reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just curious because I do know I'd asked Enrique that. In Midnight Mass, and I thought, you know, this is another one that's heavy with the religious themes. I thought, you know, it wouldn't hurt to ask for this as well.
Yeah.
So they do go house to house, you know, knocking on people's doors, but this specific house, he kind of sought them out because he had put in a request that he wanted to be shown a little more of the Mormon faith. So essentially the reason they go to his house is because he kind of requests it in a way. And I was going to ask, do you think he's done this to not only to other people of that same faith, but other people of other faiths? Because the arguments he was using, like you mentioned, isn't just specifically to Mormons. You think he could have pulled this to
probably.
like someone who is of like the Jewish faith or someone who's like of another, you know, like Islam and go like, hey, I'm interested in knowing more. Could you come over and chat with me?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. I mean, again, kind of doesn't really impact the story much. So I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the arguments he was using.
Yeah. I think, yeah. As I said, I was a little disappointed, but not because it itself is bad. Yeah.
You literally asked me. You asked me how to get a refund after the movie was done.
I did ask. Okay. Well. Okay.
I said a little.
I was a bit more disappointed than just a little. I did ask for a refund.
Well, he didn't directly ask for a refund.
No.
But he's like, hey, yo.
Jokingly, yeah. Okay. Okay. So I didn't like it, but I also didn't hate it. But it's I think I after having thought about it, geez, I do speak like her. After having thought about it a little bit more, I think it's because there isn't enough horror in it for me personally.
Definitely.
I did like the arguments that were presented from both sides. I really enjoyed listening to it, and
Oh God! Here's Robert Spencer episode.
And I think the acting is actually really well done for all three of the main characters. I could watch a whole couple other movies with just these three chatting. But I went in with the expectations, and I even told you I started like making up scenarios in my head of like what's going to happen next, like of like more horrific situations. But when it didn't happen, I was like, oh, like there is no. And I pulled out my phone at one point, which I know I never do, but I did during this.
I looked over and he's like on his phone. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to know. I couldn't wait for the ending. I wanted to know if there was a twist, and there wasn't one. And I was disappointed.
Even before you pulled out the phone, what was a big kicker in that you weren't invested in the movie was the fact that you were talking more than in any other movie.
That's true.
Like you were talking like a good amount, and you never talk. Like you never talk during movies.
Yeah, that is true. I think I was cracking jokes or something. I apologize. This is not what I normally I'm like in the theaters. So basically what I had told Alex, what I wished the movie had done, and I was thinking that this is what it was going to do at some point. So basically this creepy old man locks these two girls in his house, and the whole reason is because he wants to question them on their religion and whether or not religion is something that they actually believe in, or whether or not religion has like nefarious purposes.
I mean, I don't think that was his whole.
There's a lot, I guess, that
reason.
He tries to.
Yeah,
it's really hard to kind of, I don't know, simplify it. But basically, at some point, he drags or he lures these two girls into like this dungeon looking area. That they go down to, and there's this woman that he calls a prophet. I'm sorry, a woman he calls a prophet. You know, he's like, I found this prophet, and she, you know, eats poison and dies. And he's like, watch, within a couple of moments, she is going to come back to life, and you know, you'll witness a miracle. And he had before this, he had told them that he had spent like 50 years studying like religions and looking into the origins of religions, and that he had discovered the one true original religion. And in my mind, I had concocted like a whole scenario, and this is why it's my fault why I'm disappointed. I had thought that in his research of like 50 years or whatever of looking up origins of religions and, you know, the comparisons of deities and you know, these ancient beings, that maybe he had stumbled across something ancient, like an ancient ritual or a pagan, like ancient religion, and that he had uncovered, I guess, something unholy, and there's this prophet, like maybe it would have been like, I imagine that he had uncovered like an ancient ritual to bring back people from the dead, and that he had discovered this, and the prophet was what he used as a way to like show people like, no, like this is true, like what I have uncovered, and it's this unholy thing. And especially when the woman died and she supposedly came back to life, once he took out his notepad and started asking them, like, what did you see? Like, tell me so I can write it down. I was thinking in my mind, oh, he's writing, like, his own holy texts, you know? Like, he's writing down that which had been lost to time. Like, this ancient pagan ritual he has found and has brought it back. And he even says, like, the original, like, he compares Judaism or says that it's the original religion or whatever. He says, you know, the numbers are so. I thought this was going to be where his argument was leading. The numbers in, you know, comparing Judaism to Christianity, the numbers aren't, you know, they're very low if you compare them to the people that are the Christian faith. And he said, and, you know, Judaism is like the original progenitor of Christianity. I thought that he was going to use the argument of, well, I found this thing even more ancient, and not the way that like Judaism isn't known by most people compared to more modern religions. This ancient thing, even less people know about it. I thought that's why he started bringing up all these points. And so I was making up in my mind, like, he had created this more, even more horrific situation of having this poor girl or prophet, as he sees it, kill herself and then bring herself back to life and jot it down so he can create his own unholy texts, which I, in my mind, I was like, dude, that if that's the idea, that is such an awesome idea. But it wasn't that. It was just, oh no, he replaced that girl who died with another woman.
Yeah, we find out later, it, which is what he had done, is, yes, replace the girl with another body, and that's or why another,
like,
girl.
That's why I was looking up ahead, like, to see, like this can't be it. Like, this is so straightforward. And it, no, it was. It was just...
Yeah, it quite literally, that was it.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I fell in love with the idea that I came up in my head. Someone has to, someone out there who's listening to this, please have that, like, made. Dude, that'd be so sick, like, uncovering, like this ancient thing that was meant to be, you know, lost to history.
Like Cthulhu.
Yes, and then someone unleashes...
Isn't that kind of what Cthulhu is about? Like, isn't that the whole thing?
I don't know if Cthulhu is about that. I'm not too sure, actually, about the story of Cthulhu. I don't know.
Wait, is it Cthulhu or Cthulhu?
I think it's Cthulhu.
Oh, shit.
But I don't know what the story is about Cthulhu. But that's essentially what I was imagining, that he had tapped into this ancient entity or this ancient, you know, ritualistic thing. And especially once he started saying, like, you know, religions are offshoots of this original thing, you know, they borrow stuff from other religions. I thought that he was going to go, this is how, like, you know, saying Christianity, like Lazarus was resurrected, or, like, you know, like, start pulling examples of, like, what I'm doing now, other religions have done. And I was building this up so much in my head. And then it was like, no, she actually died. And I just switched her out with another woman.
Yeah, it was very like, okay. Like, it was just kind of like,
Yeah, and I guess that was why I disappointed myself. But Alex, I don't believe you told us. Did you like it? Well, you mean you told me yesterday, but for the audience,
I don't know. I gave it like a 6.5 out of 10. I think I stand around there. It's not something I'd watch again. Probably not.
I did. You know what I really liked? I liked the tension and atmosphere, especially at the beginning when they're in.
No, yeah, it was. What I was thinking is this movie isn't a very good scary movie. What it is it's a really good thriller.
Yes.
You know, it's a really good thriller is what it is. And I think marketing it as a horror movie is kind of selling it short for what it kind of is meant to be. Because, I mean, there's no, like, scary moments, really. There's nothing, like, that kind of frightens you. It's more, like, thrilling. Like, oh, what happens next? Like, what's real, what's not?
Suspense. And the tension. Yeah, it's like, I guess, suspense. Tension. Which I really liked. Yeah. I mean, that I thought it was well done. Especially when they're in, like, the foyer of the house. And then, you know, they're...
Yeah, they did a great job of that, yeah.
I thought... And then, you know, them walking down that hall and thinking, like, it's him standing, but it's actually, like, a bust of a statue or something. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That was good.
Like, there's cool moments, but it isn't, man, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't deliver. No pun intended. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess I wanted a little more. A little more spice.
I agree.
But you had said yesterday that you thought, like, this was, like, something... Like, you compared their arguments to, like, something that, like, you'd see online or something like that.
Yeah, so for me personally, I don't know if people might take offense to this. I personally, it just seemed to me like some guy, like, looked up, like, Reddit atheist arguments and, like, kind of made that into the main bad guy character in this. Like, it feels very, like... I don't know how to explain it. It feels like they took arguments like that from, like, Reddit people who are like, oh, I'm so smart because I'm not religious, and then just, like, made a movie was like, oh, I bet, like, they didn't think about this or, like, whatever. Like, it kind of, it definitely feels, especially the ending, that is coming from a theistic point of view. Because, I mean, in the ending, well, I mean, we'll just spoil it. I assume people watch it. In the ending, the kind of is a miracle. Like, her friend comes back alive and saves her life, you know, and the butterfly lands on her finger or whatever. Mm-hmm. Feels like it comes from, from a theistic point of view. And it just kind of feels like a, like a combat to some of the main atheist talking points, like all these religions are all the same, this and that, and then and like she kind of like, because this whole throughout the whole thing his argument is pretty flawed, and like one of the characters pretty much destroys a lot of his arguments, and then at the end it's revealed he's just kind of spitballing shit because he's just a piece of shit and just wants basically control of people.
Yeah. I did think that he was pretty creepy though.
I was thinking I'm sorry, I blanked at it. It's a little bit of what you said at the end. I was thinking that his goal was to have her locked up in that freezing cold area with the other girls. I imagine that maybe the other chicks had gone through the same thing that she had. Maybe?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess we're not given concrete. What do you think the ending means? I heard you mention butterfly, but I didn't really hear what you said about the butterfly.
I think it's like, I don't know. I haven't really thought. It's kind of confusing because at the end it's like, oh, she sees the butterfly, and then it goes to the next scene and the butterfly's not there. So maybe she's imagining it. Maybe she's going crazy, you know? I don't know. I think she's rescued, but
yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. I think I told Enrique this during Midnight Mass. I would like to see a lot more religions explored in a very enticing horror way, I guess. I'm so open to just having more of a little more horror than this does. I think Midnight Mass, Alex, I really think you would like Midnight Mass. I think that is a perfect balance of like exploring themes while keeping like horror, I guess, which I feel like this may have been balanced one way and not the other, or there was you know, lack of a balance there. Would you give it like a 6 or something?
Yeah, that's not mentioned. Just kind of like, I'd give it a 6.
Yeah, I think I'm not too sure what I'd give it. I'm torn between a 5 or a 6. I'm gonna give it a 5. I'm gonna give it a 5. A solid, you know, I'll give it a 5.25. Because okay. I do like a lot of the elements of it. The acting, the way it looks too, is visually it looks stunning.
Yeah, no, I was telling you like in the beginning that shot when they're walking and it's just of the mountains in Colorado. Oh, yeah. And then I was like, oh wow, what a beautiful shot. And you were saying some dumb shit. I forget what you were saying. What were you saying?
Nothing.
He said something about, you made a condom joke, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so. beautiful shots, beautiful shots.
Yeah.
I have to knock it for the story, I guess. I mean, really, it's just a story. That being said, this guy's place, I think, would be awesome to walk through. Like, it's like a horror maze or something. It's pretty spooky.
Oh, yeah, it'd be interesting.
Especially once you get to, like, the area where it's like they're like underground tunnels and there's like writings on the doors and like ritualistic objects and stuff. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to see now that you mentioned Cthulhu, I would like to see a horror movie with Cthulhu. Why not? Let's bring that boy.
I don't know why. Maybe because it's, you know, I've heard arguments about that before, that the whole point of Cthulhu is that like it's horrors beyond our comprehension. So like just looking at him, if I remember correctly, he's not like an evil being necessarily. Like he doesn't purposely like destroy or attack. It's just looking upon him with our mortal comprehension drives you crazy, just like the understanding of what we truly are and stuff like that, which I mean in a visual format kind of difficult to represent something like that, you know, with a, you know, yeah, showing something horrific that makes people actually lose their goddamn minds. I don't know.
That's
true. Be interesting. Wonder if somebody's willing to take the plunge.
I knew it was a story, but I'm looking up to see what the plot is for this. Interesting. I'm going to be down to read this. Maybe the Call of Cthulhu is what the story is called.
Yeah, the Call of Cthulhu. It's a very long book, and I've heard it's a difficult read.
Oh, never mind.
I'm not sure how true that is. It's not conventional fear, like, oh, Bigfoot's going to eat my ass or something like that. It's more like a psychological horror.
It's by your favorite writer.
Who's my favorite writer?
Don't you look up to him? H.P. Lovecraft?
No, I do not.
I forgot who wrote this. Speaking of writing, remember how I told you I was reading books?
Yes, I know.
You want to read? Yes, audiobooks, I guess. I have gone through a couple more books. I'm currently reading Gerald's Game by Stephen King. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
I'd actually recommend it. It's also by Mike Flanagan.
I've heard of it.
I'm almost done with the book, and it's really good. It's a really good book. There's a couple themes, trigger warnings for that book and movie. Very uncomfortable, but everything else, I love the premise. It's great. It's good. I'm only bringing that up because we're talking about books. And once I'm done with this, I am hopefully going to jump onto Needful Things, also by Stephen King. I've heard Needful Things is a very, very good book. So, yeah. That's it. Anything else you'd like more to add? I don't know.
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Alrighty. It's the end of the year. I don't know how many more episodes we'll end up putting out, but I do want to do at least one more. It'll hopefully be for Nosferatu when that comes out.
Yes. Those tickets are already on sale. I think it comes out soon.
Woo! Are you excited for Nosferatu?
I am
morbidly curious, maybe.
Morbidly curious.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Let me look up when this movie comes out. Real time research here.
I think it comes out Christmas Day. that would be That would be the very last episode of the year. The next one may be that one. I don't know.
Yeah, it comes out Christmas Day, December 25th. That's an interest. That's a choice, I suppose.
That is a choice. There's nothing Christmassy about
it. What day is that? Like, what day is Christmas?
It's Christmas Day. Do you waking up Christmas morning to go watch Nosferatu? Woo!
That's really... God, it's such a weird choice. I don't know why.
It's probably going to be released like a couple days beforehand. Maybe they just...
November 1st.
November 1st?
It's a Wednesday. No, I'm saying like today is November 1st. But it's a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
The 25th is a Wednesday. So not only is a movie dropping on a Wednesday, but it's fucking Christmas Day.
I think they may release it earlier. Like they might release it like Tuesday. Maybe.
Hold on. Even then, like a fucking Tuesday, really? Well, I guess a lot of people will have that whole week off. Like, I think I have that whole week off.
What?
It's December 1st. Oh, I'm stupid. I thought it was.
Gets released on Christmas Day.
It gets actually released on Christmas Day. That's insane. If you want to go, I'll go with you. I don't care.
Oh, dude, I
want to see it Christmas Day.
I want to watch Nosferatu. Yeah.
100%. I'm down to watch it Christmas Day if you watch it.
Yeah, I'll see.
We can watch it like early in the morning and then, I don't know, spend the rest of our time with our dumb families or whatever people do on Christmas.
And, I'd much rather watch Nosferatu and record the episode on Nosferatu, of course, than spend Christmas with loved ones, of course.
It's been a tough year for us. I don't know if you can tell.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's been 2 hours and 12 minutes? We are
straight up not okay. Wait, what? Sorry, say again?
It's over 2 hours long.
That's not that bad. I mean, I was watching Gladiator for the first time today, and that movie's like 2.5 hours.
I cannot do that. I have not seen Gladiator.
The first one, not the second one. I was watching it because I want to watch the second one, but I haven't seen the first one.
Yeah. Well,
how long was the OG Nosferatu like that long?
I don't. It felt. It did feel that long. It might have felt.
I didn't finish the movie. I literally fell asleep. It was only an hour and a half, and I couldn't even last. No way in hell this fucking movie has a 97 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, which one? The OG.
The OG.
Well, okay.
87% audience score. This is bullshit.
I'm gonna be honest, and I think I may have said this on an episode post. I think it might actually be the Nosferatu episode itself. I kind of have a soft spot for Nosferatu.
This guy, Carrie White. You real OG reviewed this. Oh, he reviewed this today. Fuck yeah, 1201/24, my boy. I hope you're listening. I know you're not. He said for its time, 6 out of 10, 63 out of 100. Now 5 out of 10, 57 out of 100.
Damn.
I go even lower, but he real one.
Shout out
Carrie White on Rotten Tomato. Also, why are so many of these reviews in like French and Spanish?
It's a silent film. I don't think it matters what language you watch it in. There is no language.
Damn, you're right.
I think anyone, this is like a movie that anyone can watch because there's no words.
I know it was like super influential and like very important and like we wouldn't have modern horror without it, but like, god damn, it sucks. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's basically just Destroy a Dracula. I guess, which I really like the story of Dracula. So.
You know, maybe if one of you out there edits the movie and puts like that Subway Surfer thing on top of it, like the split screen, like maybe then I'll get through it.
Someone could probably do that then, and put it on YouTube because isn't the whole movie public domain or something?
I think it's on YouTube. Yeah, it's in the public domain. I believe the movie is in the public domain.
Yeah. So someone could actually put out a version with Subway Surfer's gameplay, and
please God, somebody do that.
But yeah, that's about it. That's it for Heretic.
Heretic. Yeah,
we'll see y'all on the next time. Next time, maybe.
Perhaps.
Alrighty then. See y'all.
This movie came out in 1922. It's over 100 years old.
We covered it on its 100th anniversary, dude. Don't you remember?
That was 2 fucking years ago.
Yeah. Jesus. Dude, wait a minute. Did we skip? Hold on. 2021, 2, 3, 4. This, the podcast is 4 years old. We skipped the 4-year anniversary. Next year it's gonna be 5 years old, and we haven't even finished the.
We haven't hit 100 episodes. That's depressing. I'm so sorry, the one person that's still listening. I'm sorry, I failed you specifically.
Hasta la vista. Bless this mess. I love you.
Shut up.